Good morning, Will.
You look into the future for us each fortnight. Mostly, though, it's been, in the past, it's been in the sort of next decade or so. You're really going out there this week, 2025, 10 breakthrough innovations that will shape the world in 2025. Is it possible to make a shrewd prediction as to what will be happening that far out?
It's possible to hypothesise what will happen. Of course, there's absolutely no certainty about this, because it's up to you and I as individuals, as a society, to decide whether we want this. But this report was actually commissioned by Reuters, by Thomson Reuters, who did a really interesting thing. They looked at all of the patents that were either being applied for or had been accepted in the last while, and went through a lot of scientific journals and literature to find what the buzz was about. And they put the two of them together to look at the patents that might be and the buzz that is around to predict what might take about 10 years or so to come to fruition. And this is their top 10 list of what they think will be out between now and 2025.
Well, let's go through them because they are very interesting. The decline of dementia?
Yes. Now, we've talked about this in the past as well. We are getting far better at understanding the human body and the brain. We're beginning to understand and to map what the brain's about. And really what they're talking about is the notion of, because we will understand the brain better, we will understand the causes and what the genetic mutations, which is what they believe is causing dementia, are coming from, and be able to, not cure it, but be able to tame it is the word that I prefer.
One that's perhaps not that surprising, because the trend is evident already, the further rise of solar power everywhere.
Well, that's what they're predicting. I actually don't think it's true, but what they're predicting is by 2025 that solar power will be the largest single source of energy used on the planet.
Okay, why do you disagree?
I find it difficult. I'm actually doing a keynote tomorrow on the future of energy, and all of my research tells me that all of the non-renewable energy sources put together on the planet currently only provide less than 3% of all our energy. So that's solar, wind, tidal, everything put together is a really small minute. Now, that's not that I don't wish it to come true. I certainly would like it to. But what we're seeing is renewable energies really do account for 96, 97% of all of our activity. And for us to change over that quickly, because there's a huge infrastructure around it, I think would be near on impossible. But this is one I would love to be wrong about. I hope it comes true, but I just can't see it that quickly.
All right. But one that people will prick up their ears and think, oh, that's good. The prevention of type 1 diabetes, type 2, you know, that's workable on, but type 1 diabetes, that's good news.
It absolutely is. And again, it comes from that genomic ability. What they're talking about, and this is really for children born from that period onwards, is that we will be able to go into the genomes of a child that is born with diabetes and be able to fix it, be able to change over their DNA, switch out what needs to be switched out so that they won't have diabetes moving forward.
Okay, fascinating and really good news. As is, number 4 on your list, no more food shortage. Simple statement, big task.
Yeah, again, I have difficulty with this one, but this is on their statement. What they're actually claiming is an interesting argument, and that's that we will actually have a new way of growing food, and it will be because of the way that we're able to light or use LEDs, which we use at home now in our lighting. They claim that through LED wavelengths that we will be able to grow better crops and have better food DNA. It seems to me like a stretch. I mean, obviously most of our food is grown in the field to start with, so we're going to have to change that over. And I have a far easier way of solving food shortage. It's that we need to play nice together. I currently believe that we have enough food on the planet to feed everybody. We just don't share it particularly well. And we need to get better and more determined to do that. I actually don't think we need more, just better.
I think that's a lovely thought. A better future for the world if we just play nice.
Yeah.
I like the thought. Simple electric flight, do you agree with that one?
No. We're not doing well, are we? But I love this as a conversation piece. Again, I don't think that it's going to be impossible. It's the reality of actually bringing it to fruition. A plane takes 10 to 20 years to actually build and put into the marketplace. We will need to have the ability, of course, when it lands, to be able to refuel it, and that again takes a grid that at the moment isn't there. So I'm not doubting that we'll have the technology, because I think we will have the technology for electric flight. I just don't think its commercial reality can be brought in that quickly.
Okay, well, that'll be another interesting one to keep an eye on. And another one which, like the solar, people will not be surprised about, and that's a world that's more digitally connected.
Again, that's something that we've talked about a lot. What's happened over the last 2 or 3 years especially is that, like ourselves, we're putting our objects online and we can connect with them. It's quite easy for us to go into our home digitally and to turn on off appliances, turn on off heating. So this digital connection talks about in the next 10 years that will be absolutely common. That is one I do agree with. We will certainly be able to manipulate our physical space, I think, well before 2025.
I was talking to one of my colleagues who's in that sort of more technological area, and they were using that sort of technology to keep an eye on their cat. So it's being used for really important things as well.
It was. There was actually an interesting piece last week that was announced to do exactly that. It allowed you through your smartphone and technology at home to be able to play with your pets. So it hooked you up to a device that allowed you, obviously through a screen, the pet could see you and you could give it food and treats which had been stored, and you would release that into a bowl. It's quite incredible the money we're willing to spend down that road.
And one that is, again, in the environmental area, which people will hope will come true, no more plastic garbage.
Yeah, I think that is true. What we're getting away from is the notion of actually using plastics as we've known them. And this is really talking about the plant-derived cellulose, which is quite easy to do now. And that is totally biodegradable and quite quickly. So I'm hoping that one is true. It definitely can be done. We just, again, need the public appetite to switch over.
And another one in the medical area, which I think people will be interested to hear, more precise drugs. Now, what does more precise mean?
At the moment, and for the last 40 or 50 years, most of us have been taking medicine, and this is with the best of intent, and certainly it's been working, that is of a particular prescription. So 30 milligrams of something or 20 milligrams of something, when I might need 14 of it, you might need 22 of it, but yet we all take that one size. What we're moving into is a space where we will have compounded medicine, as we used to have, and specialized medicine. So each pill or each potion or injection we take will actually be built specifically for our needs. It might combine a number of things or just one medicine, but it will be built and pre-tested on our body before we take it.
Okay. Which, talking of infrastructure, that's going to need a different form of infrastructure, a different form of putting those drugs together and delivering them to us.
Well, it will. We'll certainly go through the usual pharmacists and doctors that we know now. It will require a different approach, a really specialised approach. But pharmacists used to be compounding pharmacists before we went down this road. The old pharmacists that we saw in the movies and certainly existed for hundreds, if not thousands of years, used to mix something up for you on the spot. So really, in many ways, we're talking about going back to the future.
DNA, we've actually talked about this in other contexts. DNA mapping normalised?
Oh, absolutely. Look, at the moment we can get a DNA map of our body for under $300. There are some issues with that in America, which is where the technology comes from, in the ability of being able to use that in a medical sense. But the technology is there, it's widely available, and I believe will sort itself out from a legal perspective over the next year or two. And all of us will have a DNA map of our body.
And number 10, Morris, I'm stealing myself for you to disagree. Teleportation tested, what do you think?
Well, I must say that's one of the things I'm asked for most often. When are you going to be able to beam me up, Scotty?
And what's the answer?
Well, I don't think you and I are going to be able to do it by 2025, but there is actually, at the quantum physics level, which is something I shan't ever understand, but the smallest level of human understanding and biology, at that level there's actually been some interesting tests, and only recently in the last few months, where they've been able to send again the smallest of atoms from one space to another. I know it seems like science fiction. It's going to be a long time before those atoms become you and I, but they're working on it.
And what I've seen about it suggests that it's likely to be possible in simple physical objects, but something like a person is likely for any time in the foreseeable future to be much too complicated.
I think so. The technology that would be required, the understanding isn't here yet. It may be hundreds of years away, I would say, even if it ever is. Disassembling and reassembling a human body is phenomenal. So at this stage, I think it is science fiction, but we will find some purpose for it. And the purpose, I think, again, will be around manipulation of internal organs of body. In other words, where things have gone wrong inside of us, or around that notion. But it's a long, long way off for any of us to beam me up, Scotty.
Damn. Well, it's been great to talk to you as always. Thanks very much.
Look forward to it.
It's a business. was futurist Morris Mislowski talking about what might happen in 2025. Now, I did mean to ask him, but I can tell you, Morris